Okay, miigwech, and it's good to be here.
It's fabulous to have you with us. You're on kind of a little Minnesota tour.
I really in appreciating the, especially like the ride up to this morning from Duluth, and mm-hmm. and realizing that I've hitchhiked this road many a times.
And here you are. So, well, again, thanks for joining us tonight. I'm very excited for you with the Hall of Fame induction. You're in good company. Folks like Rita Coolidge, Floyd Redcrow, Westerman, Robbie Robertson, Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
That was news to me. I didn't realize he was in the Hall of Fame.
That was actually, Jimmy would always say only cowboys play in tune.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's some big stuff for you.
Edwards was also inducted the day I was. He was a guitar player from the Ventures.
No kidding.
And so I got to ask him a bunch of questions about Moss Wright guitars and modulation and Hawaii 5-0 and things like that.
Yeah, that is wild. Yeah, pretty different stuff than your music.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So you've received several what are called NAMMYs, kind of the Native American Music Awards, slang from Grammys. How was it different for you when you were inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well, I think any time that you're honored by your peers, you know, I the literal translation of the word thank you, miigwech and Anishinaabe, Ojibwemoin, means I will hold what you give me in the highest honor. And so literally, it's a true application of the word, you know, being inducted into this thing other than being an award. It's almost a symbol of how you live your life, a beacon from darkness to light. And so it's kind of a little synchronicity in a chronological on the road.
Yeah, very well said. So in other words, you don't take it lightly.
You do and you don't, you know what I mean? Like, you can't ever take yourself too seriously, but you can't make light of the of an honor, because I think it is, you know, and you hold that in a high esteem, you know? It's just you don't hold your ego up there with it, you know, because it is a very amused thing where it can, if you talk about anything like that, it'll take off out of the room as soon as the ego enters, you know?
Is that something you had to learn, or did you learn it the hard way?
You learn it, you know, life is very humbling, so you don't really have to humble yourself too much, you know. if you're tuned in, it's going to do it to you.
Yeah.
And so I think you learn from the pilgrimage and the roads and the decades of playing music, mm-hmm. you know, that you become like that. Because, you know, like I said before, I did actually hitchhike with a guitar and $10, you know, in my pocket up on this Highway 61, you know, so I know what it's like.
Well, yeah, you have to be paying attention in order to evolve, I guess, is kind of what you're saying, maybe.
Right, conscious, you know. Yeah. I think it's important to be aware of our future, which I think the crossroads of Native American music is threefold. Once you promote the future of our music, you preserve the archive of the past, and you present the present. And it's that intersection, the present tense is where we all should be at. You know, in a moment, it's a conscious flow of things. Mm-hmm. And it gets us into being where we're at the moment. Yeah. And that's the environment that we can really do things. We can't do things in the future or in the past, mm-hmm. but we can do things in the present tense. And that's where the world consciousness comes in.
All right. Wow. Okay. We're visiting with Keith Sokola. Great to hear you, have you in the studio. Would you mind a tune? Start things out here?
I wouldn't mind at all. And in fact, I, when you write songs, and I said decades, you know, I'm 54, I just turned it, and I'm having a great time living and becoming a craftsperson of your instrument and your music. And I think I was kind of writing the chords to this song way back then, you know, when I hiked the highways and slept by the witch tree and things like that. But it's a song called International Dateline. And I tease, I say, I wrote this song when I was at the International House of Pancakes. No, okay.